The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I had a teacher in Japan, a Zen teacher, who said that everything you needed to learn about Buddhism, you could learn from your breathing. There's something very profound about settling into breathing, and it teaches us many things. And it's meditating on the breathing is a practice for a lifetime. It's certainly a practice that deepens and deepens and deepens as we do it. It might be hard to imagine how profound it is if you're just beginning it, and it just seems kind of mechanical, this movement of the chest or the diaphragm or getting air to come in and out. But it is a profound way, important way of self-understanding, deepening, and liberating. But it takes time. And these 16 steps that the Buddha laid out, we're kind of racing through them here in one day. But I think that really to do them well, it's something that one does over a long period of time. And it's settle into it. The last quarter, they're divided into four quarters, these 16. And the last quarter, the last set of four, begin with breathing in and breathing out. Each of the 16 has this breathing in and breathing out as part of it. This is like the core, the heart. Just keep coming back with the breathing. But as we're breathing in and breathing out, one observes impermanence and observes the changing nature of phenomena moment by moment. And it's impermanence or change is something that's pretty, in many ways, obvious in life. But coming near the end of this process, the 16 steps, something qualitatively different happens when we can observe the changing nature of phenomena without the overlay of our thoughts and ideas and agendas and concepts. And so one of the functions of deep concentration in practice is to bring the mind to a state where it's alert and clear, so we can see, but it's not through the filter of our ideas, our concepts, our judgments and reactions. And it takes a while to get that kind of clarity, to have that kind of purification process to happen. But the insight into impermanence, the observation of it, begins right there in the beginning of this breath meditation. Because the inhale and the exhale are clearly changing all the time. They're coming and going, one after the other. And it's kind of built into this very beginning, the way in which the changing nature of phenomena is supporting us and helping us to deepen and free us. So to do this next meditation, you can take an alert posture. And perhaps it's nice to sit upright in such a way that the spine between your shoulder blades gets pulled in slightly so the chest opens a little bit. Not so much that you're puffing out, but the chest gets pushed out slightly from the back, ever so slightly, so that you feel more open. And this idea of being a little more open in the chest can come along with the idea of being available. Being available or ready to be changed by the meditation. Not so much being the agent who does the changing, but being receptive to the possibility of changing, of settling, of concentrating, of freeing. and gently closing your eyes, and perhaps taking some long, slow, deep breaths as a little ritual of reminding yourself to be here, that you are here, in this body at this time. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And perhaps spending the next 4 or 5 minutes in silence, attuning yourself to your breathing, aligning yourself with breathing. Entering into the world of your breathing. And then built into the experience of breathing is change. You can observe how the sensations that come with breathing in come and they go. Gone, perhaps, at the end of the out-breath. And new sensations of breathing in arise. They come and go. And all the sensations of breathing in are gone as you begin breathing out. To relax into that change. Almost as if you're riding the wave of change with each in-breath and out-breath. And with this settled mind, perhaps letting go of your thoughts, kind of quieting of thinking that you would use if you're going to listen to a faint sound far away. You might notice also the changing nature of sounds. The sounds in the room, the sounds outside, they come and they go. And one of the reasons to let go of your thoughts is so that there's more room and awareness to see, to feel, to experience directly the sensations of the moment. A mind that's full of thoughts is claustrophobic or is filled to the brim. And there's no room for seeing something new. Letting the mind become quieter so you can better sense and feel the changing nature of sensations in your body. And if there is thoughts, notice how the individual words of your thoughts come and go, or the particular images that come with thinking shift and change. If you settle down, settle back, and observe with a quiet mind, you might observe how there's change inherent in all things. All things experienced directly now have the nature of changing. It is thoughts and ideas that give a sense of permanence. In the immediacy of direct experience, there's aspects of change within all things. Change within the breathing, within the body and sensations, within the mind. And that changing nature of phenomena is easier to see if you can see from a place of stillness within, from the still, quiet place within. All things are changing. And then if we see deeply into the changing nature of phenomena, breathing in, one observes fading away. Breathing out, one observes fading away. There's something about seeing things change in the immediacy of the present moment that encourages the fading away of clinging, of wanting, of pushing away, of needing things to be different, holding on so they don't change. To be deeply centered here in the changing nature of phenomena, that still quiet place within, allowing the fading away, the diminishing of our distress, of our wanting. Of our suffering and pain. Stay with the breathing and let it all, the rest of it, fade away. Movement towards a quieter mind, observing the inner quiet from which change and fading away of attachment can occur. Settling in, settling back, letting go. Observing the changing nature and how from time to time, in momentary ways, all that troubles us stops. That there are short little gaps where attachment, clinging, and aversion stop. Where self-preoccupation stops. Notice those little moments. That can only be seen because we see that all things are changing. in the gaps between our thoughts, in the space between things that come and go. We're still alive and aware. There's a kind of freedom to be found there. Can you sense or feel, intuit, the freedom in that place of absence, the absence of thought, the absence of sensations, the absence of clinging and wanting and distress? Can you see through those gaps, those pauses, those stops, to a larger possibility of freedom? That you can let go into. over time, meditation on breathing can take us to a place of deep inner stability, stillness, that allows us to see the changing nature of phenomena, from which it becomes clear that it's not in our best interest in the present moment as things unfold to be clinging and holding on and resisting. And so there becomes at some point a natural movement, intuition of freedom from those things. And the deeper the subtleness, the deeper the meditation's gone, the greater that intuition or that sense or feeling of possibility of real freedom is there. Freedom that can be seen when things stop, when things that were troubling us or things that were keeping us caught up, not there, even just for a moment, we see it's not there. And we realize that it's possible to have an experience of freedom without the things that have been troubling us. It's a remarkable thing to see that potential. Not to know it, you know, abstractly, but to really know it and see it by seeing the gaps or the places where things stop, however brief it is, and the gaps in our experience. So we'll take, we'll start in here at 3:45. We'll come back for our last sitting. And the last sitting will offer the last step of these 16 stages, which has to do with the wisdom piece that comes out of this movement towards freedom. So.